What else is significant here from a news perspective, Jared, I know we're just about to get to Richo, is that we've had a case here in WA.
Yep.
We've had a case of a truck driver who was here last week for less than 48 hours, who was sleeping in his truck, has been wearing a mask. They've checked through CCTV. So they're confident that it's not going to impact anything, but still, it's got people on edge a little bit over here. This is Health Minister Roger Cook addressing the situation here in Perth just a few minutes ago.
Early information, which has been confirmed that one truck driver has tested positive. So at this point in time, there is no change being contemplated for the broader community, and we will continue to keep you informed. And we don't anticipate at this point in time, based on the advice we've got, that everything is going ahead as planned, even though we are still examining this particular truck driver and their movements. Expect that we'll get questions, for instance, about the AFL Grand Final. There is no change that is being planned in respect of the conduct of the game or indeed any other conditions.
There you go. So, you know, not anticipating any change, Jared, but there are, just checking WA Health website, 7 exposure sites now. So, you know, it's obviously going to have people nervous, Jared, as you can imagine, until that ball is bounced on Saturday.
Yeah, it probably focuses a lot on the decision to have the bye, but, I mean, it's done and dusted now. We move on and hopefully... Yep. It is controlled and they don't have a breakout, which is going to potentially cloud the build-up to what's going to be a great game.